Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story this hour. The Salt Lake City Council is looking at ways to avoid another situation like what happened to the old Fifth Ward building this week. The building was partially demolished without the right permits. We begin our team coverage on the demolition with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. Amy?
Maria, Councilmember Eva Lopez-Chavez says it was clear about her feelings on the demolition.
It is insidious, truly.
She also said that she wasn't the only one there with that outrage. One public commenter, Jim Webster, says it's a tragedy.
My feeling, personally, is that we're far too lax, that we have given the green light to too many developers, and they feel like they'd much rather ask forgiveness and pay the price if necessary.
And it seems the council agreed. They're looking at several changes. One would be an amendment to keep developers from knocking down a historic building before approval. And if they broke that rule, they'd be barred from developing anything else on the property for 25 years. Another amendment is looking at just steeper fines for violations. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, the man who demolished part of that meeting house says he was hired by the property owner to do it. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our team coverage.
I spoke with Moveman Demolition LLC owner Carl Christensen this morning, and he says property owner Jordan Atkin paid him to demolish the historic Fifth Ward building. One potential buyer also told me that Atkin called this a dramatic miscommunication and that the contractor was only supposed to clear trees and land. However, Christensen says, quote, Jordan paid me to demolish. That's what I do.
KSL News Radio has reached out to Jordan Atkin for comment, but we have not yet heard back. Boeing is being awarded an additional $405 million in funding to continue testing nuclear missile systems in Utah. Their facility, which is owned by the Air Force, is a remote 1,000-acre area on the western shore of the Great Salt Lake. They will be simulating extreme environments to better understand radiation and electromagnetic effects, as well as environmental impacts. Boeing will handle maintenance of those missiles through 2039. KSL's top national stories. The Taiwanese government says at least 9 people were killed and more than 900 others were injured on Wednesday in the most powerful earthquake to strike Taiwan in 25 years. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has the latest from the Biden administration.
The White House says it's in touch with officials in Taiwan after Wednesday's deadly earthquake and are ready to help in whatever way is required. National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters the administration's concern is the safety and security of the people in the region affected by the earthquake and its aftermath, and officials here continue to monitor its impact. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
To give you context on how strong the shaking was, it was 100 times stronger than the earthquake that we had in Magna 4 years ago.
Yeah, this is definitely a reminder of what could happen here in Utah. I mean, the magnitude 7.4 is similar to what we expect could be the highest magnitude quake on the Wasatch Fault.
Wade Matthews with Be Ready Utah tells Dave and Dujanovic, if we ever get an earthquake that big in Utah, there's not much that you can do. You'll just have to ride it out. If you're hoping to catch the eclipse, but you can't make it to any of the locations in its path, then NASA will be going live from several cities in the totality's path. The agency will also show telescope videos, and journalists from the Associated Press will also go live within the path. Unfortunately, a lot of people, even within the eclipse's path, won't be able to see the event because severe thunderstorms are expected to impede the view in the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley. Other national stories KSL is following. Voters have cast their ballots in the Wisconsin primary, with President Biden and former President Trump winning their respective contests. But ABC's Rachel Scott has more from Wisconsin on the protest vote against Biden, which drew about 47,000 votes, or about 8%.
Biden only won here by just over 20,000 votes. So when you look at the protest vote and you're seeing that 47,000 people sent a message that they do not want President Biden in November, that could make all the difference in a critical battleground state like this.
On the Republican side, 13% of voters cast ballots for Nikki Haley. A nurse who happened to be in the right place at the right time is being praised for saving the life of a 17-year-old boy who was having a heart attack in Bountiful. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has the story.
Braden Erland, one day after his 17th birthday, was out with friends in Bountiful and felt chest pain while getting out of his car. At that moment, he fell down and hit his face on a brick wall and collapsed. Luckily, Chief Nursing Officer Tiffany Bears was on her way home when she noticed what was happening and jumped out her car to help. While she was on the phone with the emergency operator, Erlen stopped breathing.
And at that point, I turned him over and just started compressions. I could hear sirens in the background at that point as well, and just continue to do compressions until EMS got there.
Bears urges everyone to get CPR training because you never know when someone else will need it. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a stalled vehicle blocking a right lane of traffic southbound State Street at 1500 North in Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
This joyful sound is the No More Chemo Bell at Intermountain Health St. George Hospital. And it means that Sarah Parker beat cancer. It also means her doctor spotted it early enough to treat and that her oncologist helped her fight it every step of the way. It means that her nurse helped her keep track of medicines and that a case manager made the whole experience just a little bit easier. Every time we hear that bell, it reminds us that all things are possible when we work together. It reminds us of the power of we. Intermountain Health.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI, or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
Active Liver is one of many award-winning health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at Amazon.com or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Available as a tablet or delicious sugar-free gummy. Protect and help your liver the easy and effective way with Active Liver at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, members of the Salt Lake City Council expressed anger last night over the attempted demolition of a historic church building. Now they're hoping to figure out how to stop something like this from ever happening again. KSL News Time, 1208. The Ute men's basketball team is officially out of the national invitation tournament after falling to Indiana State. Utah weathered an early deficit storm, but the lack of stops in the second half resulted in a 10-point loss. The Utes finished the season with 22 wins and 15 losses. Salt Lake Bees had a good opening game last night. They won 8-2 against the Tacoma Rainiers. Yesterday was the Bees' last opening game at Smith's Ballpark. The team will move to South Jordan next season. Utah is now one of nearly two dozen states that sanction high school esports competitions. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
Esports have grown in popularity over the last 3 years, and it now meets the Utah High School Activities Association's threshold for a sanctioned high school activity. The association's assistant director, Jan Whitaker, says this is an opportunity for kids who want to be involved but may not be interested in things like sports or band.
There's a big group of students who now they'll have a way to really be connected more with their school, part of their school culture, and really represent their school.
Esports competitions also provide students an opportunity for college scholarships. Organized competitions will begin in the 2025-2026 school year. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The Payson community is gearing up for a big service project right before the prom that Kevin Bacon is planning to attend. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson tells us it's their way of thanking the Footloose star.
Payson High School is collecting money and donations to create humanitarian kits
so they can participate in Bacon's charity, which has a focus on strengthening communities. In honor of the star coming to their prom that night, they will spend the daytime assembling the kits along with the Utah Film Commission. Director of the Utah Film Commission, Virginia Pierce, says this project has gotten a lot of attention.
The Today Show announcement a couple of weeks ago got everyone's attention from across the country. They've had people calling Payson High wanting to help and donate. They haven't quite reached their goal yet, but they are getting there.
Their goal is 5,000 kits. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
It's a beautiful day for a drive, and Valley Freeway traffic is rolling along and looking good. But in Utah County, we have a stalled vehicle sticking out in traffic. This is southbound State Street at 1500 North in Lehigh. It's blocking a right lane of travel. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures near 60 degrees. Gets even warmer on Wednesday. Sunshine and 70 in Salt Lake City. Partly cloudy south winds and 73 on Thursday. Valley rain, mountain snow, and a cool down will move in for Friday, Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Nice day to take a walk during the lunch hour. Sunny 61 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's new news. What is the statute of limitations on a rape case reported 25 years after the fact? That's being discussed by Utah State Court of Appeals today. We'll talk about it with KSL's legal analyst, Greg Sportis. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/My Lowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
Good morning. I'm the 40% off window company.
40% off? Of what?
Hey, 40% off.
Yeah, I'll bet it's your biggest sale of the year. This week only, because you need a model home in our neighborhood.
Well,
nothing. It's baloney. Hi, this is Kathy.
And Doug of Window World. When you hear those things, you know you've entered the baloney zone.
Resist the force of the baloney zone.
Find Window World online at windowworldutah.com.
Or call Window World at 281-8111. That's 281-8111.
And that's no baloney.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show. And call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
It's gonna be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer, like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you gotta get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 34 pounds, and I've kept it off for more than 2 years. years. That's because soda works. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people loving their results. Let go of the weight and get started now at SodaWeightLoss.com.
Soda is, say it with me,
state of the art.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A 17-year-old boy in Bountiful had a heart attack and collapsed on the floor. Luckily, a healthcare professional was on her way home driving by and was able to give CPR until EMS arrived. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Salt Lake City Council is trying to figure out how to stop something like the partial demolition of a historic church building this weekend from ever happening again. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A stalled vehicle in Lehigh blocking traffic southbound State Street at 1500 North. No accidents, no delays on your Valley freeways. Traffic rolling along and looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today we'll see our first 70-degree day of the season with ample sunshine. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 61 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Severe food shortages in Gaza likely to get worse following the deadly Israeli strikes on a convoy of World Central Kitchen trucks. Seven aid workers were killed, including a U.S.-Canadian citizen. The U.S. and other countries expressing outrage and calling on Israel to do more to protect all civilians and boost aid. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller at today's briefing.
We're looking for them to do two things. One, to conduct a full, swift, and transparent investigation. And if that investigation shows that accountability is appropriate, then there, of course, should be accountability.
Top Israeli war cabinet member Benny Gantz now calling for new elections in Israel in September. Gantz, also an opposition leader to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says Israel must focus on freeing hostages held since the October 7th attacks by Hamas and preserving relations with the U.S. Netanyahu's Likud party responding, calling it petty politics and that elections would jeopardize operations in Rafah. The two brothers who funded former President Trump's social media company pleaded guilty to securities fraud.
Michael Schwartzman and Gerald Schwartzman making more than $20 million by trading in shares of Digital World Acquisition Corporation before it merged with Trump Media, according to federal prosecutors in New York. They say the brothers placed an associate on DWAC's board of directors who funneled valuable information about the merger plan with Trump Media that the brothers then used to trade.
ABC's Dave Packer. Kentucky's governor declaring a state of emergency after back-to-back storms and tornado outbreaks. In the town of Prospect, Perry Snowden helping clean up at his parents' home, and he described the damage.
We just carried out glass, all the wood that's inside, and started cleaning up the best we could.
The storm also knocking out power to tens of thousands. In Taiwan, search and rescue continuing following the deadly major earthquake. At least nine have died. More than 140 miners are reported trapped. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah Court of Appeals is hearing arguments today in a case about a rape that happened in 1996 but wasn't reported until 2021. The accused's attorneys argue the statute of limitations has passed, but the state says that they had 4 years to prosecute the case since it was reported. Joining me now live to discuss this case is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. Greg, this is pretty complicated. Can you explain more about what the statute of limitations laws actually, which ones apply here?
Yeah, that's the ultimate question, Maria, and that's a good question because the statute of limitations applies in what the law was at the time the offense is alleged to have occurred. So today, sex crimes against children, there is no statute of limitations. But back in 1996, when this crime is supposed to have occurred, the victim was 13 years old. And at that time, the statute of limitations read that the statute of limitations was 4 years after it's reported. And that's important because when you deal with children, they often don't report right away. So the legislature said, well, we'll give them 4 years after they report. Again, today there is no statute of limitations. So the question for the court was, she reported it in 2021. He was charged that year. That seems fairly straightforward. It was well within the 4 years. But they found out that another victim of this same man had reported that she had been sexually assaulted back in 1998. And she reported that this same victim that we're talking about here was assaulted. And so the defense argued, well, wait a minute, there was a report made, even though it wasn't by the victim, it was by another victim. So officers had that's when their four-year clock started. I hope this is making sense. But the state's saying, well, it wasn't really a report. It was just an allegation. The victim didn't report it, and so it shouldn't apply. And so the Court of Appeals is going to have to weigh whether or not the statute of limitations was told, and that is that they still had the 4 years, or whether the clock started running in 1998 when the friend reported it.
Right. Describe how this could be important for victims of this kind of abuse.
It's really important, Maria, because a lot of times when you deal with victims, especially children, like I said, they just don't report. They don't say things. They don't do things. And sometimes until they're much older. I mean, in this case, the victim reported a crime of 25 years after it's supposed to have occurred. I mean, she was 13 at the time. She reported it when she was 38. I mean, that's a tremendous difference in time. So, it's important for young people to know that in this day and age, there is no statute of limitations, that, they don't have to worry about reporting and when they report, and that even if something occurred here in the last 10 years and they report it later on, they're still going to be protected by the law.
What do we expect to happen next in this case?
The oral arguments were today at 10:30. The Court of Appeals heard those arguments. They're finished with those arguments. They're on another case now. And they just took the case under advisement, as they always do. They will issue an opinion probably within the next 60 to 90 days. And again, this is the Court of Appeals, so there still could be redress with the Supreme Court if they decide to take the matter up. This is an important case because we just have to address these statute limitations all the time, because we have to look at what the statute was at the time the crime is supposed to have occurred.
Mm-hmm. Greg, appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A couple of problems in Utah County. One is the stalled vehicle. It is blocking a right lane of traffic southbound on State Street in Lehigh at about 1500 North. Also getting calls about a new pothole in the road. This is on northbound I-15, about Center Street in the Provo area. And right now we do have traffic getting through the area just fine. But watch for it in that right lane. If you're going past it with any speed and your vehicle hits it, you're going to feel it. Right now, Salt Lake County freeways all clear and looking good with no problems. Plan your special evening out in one of Salt Lake's most unique dining, Five Alls in Foothill. Five courses, five-star service, and dining. FiveAlls.com, FiveAlls.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with beautiful spring weather, 70 degrees today, sunny skies. Tomorrow's partly cloudy, 73 and breezy out of the south. 60 with a chance for thundershowers on Friday, also breezy. Dropping it off to 46, a little chilly on Saturday, with a chance for rain, snow, showers. 50, mostly cloudy on Sunday, goes 55 on Monday. Hey, before you know it, we're back to mostly sunny skies and a high of 60 degrees next Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny, 61 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Well, the good news is markets aren't losing any more ground today like they did for the last couple of days. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
The sun is out and the temps are up. It's time to seize the day and hit the road. You were born to ride, and now's the time to make your dreams a reality. Imagine the wind in your hair as you cruise on your very own power scooter. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and these scooters aren't just for getting around. They're your ticket to freedom. With speeds up to 6 miles per hour, you'll own the road like never before. From graduation to concerts and vacations, our power scooters will get you there in style and ease. Don't wait another minute. The time to ride is now. Let's start your adventure today. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness. When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double-pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to swallows, geese to grebes. The spring migration is in full swing, and all that's missing is you. Box Elder County really is for the birds. Just a short 60 minutes north of Salt Lake, Box Elder County is the perfect place to make memories and celebrate spring, along with spending time with our feathered friends. You'll experience amazing restaurants and unique shopping. Come take a soak at Crystal Hot Springs, home to the highest mineral content of any natural hot springs in the world. Let the winter melt away as you relax and rejuvenate. Take in a theater performance at one of the live theaters or visit one of the fine museums. Visitors really are chirping all about Box Elder County. Check out visitboxeldercounty.com and see why Box Elder County is for the birds. That's boxeldercounty.com.
KSL News Time, 1226. Nationally, economists think retiring baby boomers downsizing their homes could be a rapid solution to the housing shortage.
Dayon Eskich with the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says that's not the case here in Utah. Part of the reason is we've become accustomed to larger houses than we grew up in.
Going to a crowd of people in their 50s and 60s and ask them if they grew up in a house with 3 or 4 bedrooms and 2,000 square feet, and majority of people will raise their hands. We've lost that aspect of our culture. Everybody sort of wants more space or expects more space.
He says even though boomers might want single-level homes where they don't have to go up and down stairs as they get older, they're not willing to give up the space they're used to, so they're not moving out of the houses they already have. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, the largest fresh egg producer in the U.S. has found bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant. They have temporarily halted production. They say there is no known bird flu risk associated with eggs that are currently in the market. Inflation has fallen again in Europe. It's welcome news for consumers since spikes in food prices have now eased. The numbers released today mean the European Central Bank is getting closer to achieving its goal of 2% inflation. Amazon is doing away with its Just Walk Out technology. The technology allowed customers to pay for items without actually checking out at a cash register. When customers left the store, they were sent their receipt. Instead, the Amazon Fresh store will now have smart carts that will still let customers see how much they're spending as they add items to their basket. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 9 points, sitting at 39,180. S&P up by 15. The NASDAQ up by 80 points.
The crime tore a community apart.
Chad has much more likelihood of putting on a defense.
Can the judge and attorneys pick a fair jury?
The death penalty is going to be a huge part of this.
The trial of Chad Daybell, mornings and afternoons, starting this week.
Listen at home for the latest developments and in the car for updates from the courtroom here on KSL News Radio.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. Well, if you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online, that's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi, only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, that's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
This week's movie show is brought to you by My Hearing Center. Schedule a hearing evaluation and be entered to win a set of premium hearing aids by tuning in Friday from 10 to 1. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's been pretty quiet on the Valley freeways. We haven't had a problem there. Good speeds throughout. But we do have a stalled vehicle that has just cleared for Utah County drivers southbound State Street, about 1500 north in Lehigh, and a report of a nasty pothole. It may require some emergency repair work northbound on I-15 in Utah County near Center Street, Provo. Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package, including one performance suit, four end collars, stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go for ample sunshine today with a high of 70 degrees, our first on the season. Breezy for tomorrow. We'll go 73, partly cloudy skies, then a chance for thunder showers on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 61 degrees downtown St. George. Not much warmer. It's 66 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Residents in Draper are concerned over a drone that was spotted peeking into the windows of a neighborhood. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has the story.
The peeping drone was spotted by Lorene and Drew Justin of Draper, who spotted a drone at their back windows around 9 at night. Then they noticed the drone move to two other neighboring houses' windows. The couple immediately called Draper police and took to social media to warn the neighborhood. Lieutenant Mike Elkins with the department told KSL-TV that officers patrolled but were unsuccessful in finding the rogue drone or the operator. Elkins said a similar incident happened at a Draper hotel when witnesses said they spotted a drone going window to window. He said using a drone as such falls under Utah's trespassing code, and Draper police ask anyone who sees a drone doing this to report it. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
It's day three of jury selection in the trial of Chad Daybell. The court is about halfway through compiling an initial pool of about 50 prospective jurors. The grandfather of J.J. Vallo, one of the children Daybell is accused of murdering, tells KSL-TV he's praying for those involved.
It's going to be extremely hard on the jurors once they're picked on what they're about to hear, but more than anything else about what they're about to see.
Many of the potential jurors are being excused because they know too much about the case. The Utah Highway Patrol trooper who fell from an overpass while responding to a high-speed chase is now home from the hospital. Trooper Steve Odie Meyer was deploying spikes on the road when he fell. He was in the hospital for 45 days. A Salt Lake City road could be closing for up to 2 years because of a dumping problem. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The city is considering shutting down 7200 West from I-80 to 1300 South because of the consistent illegal dumping. Salt Lake Transportation and Public Service officials tell KSL.com more than 250 tons of bulky and hazardous waste has been removed from the area over the past few years. City officials say the closure would deter the dumping and the potential hazard, as well as reduce the cost of cleanup. The last two cleanups cost over $60,000 of taxpayer money. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The Bonneville Shoreline Trail will be under construction for the next few months. The Department of Public Lands will be repairing and preventing erosion caused by water drainage around the Upper West City Creek Trail north of the lookout above Ensign Peak. Now, they say they also plan to do some improvements like completing bike access and adding rock steps to help with traffic and safety. Water managers are gearing up for another year of heavy snowmelt. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the update.
Runoff from two back-to-back snowy winters has left Utah's reservoirs nearly full, and Utah Lake has already hit its limit.
It's even 20% above what's typical for this time of year.
Utah Division of Water Resources drought coordinator Laura Haskell said that last week, before today's 70-degree weather sped up the melting. To get the Salt Lake Valley ready, water managers have opened the gates at Little Dell Reservoir. That means Parley Creek will get faster and deeper, according to Salt Lake City Utilities Director Laura Briefer. If there's any good news, it's that this water could help replenish the Great Salt Lake and Lake Powell. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories: a string of tornadoes has left destruction in many communities from the Midwest to the Southeast today. More than 270,000 customers lost power. Perry Snowden, who's helping to clean up his parents' house, pointed out the neighbor's roof, which fell on two rooms in the house.
Top of the roof blew in and took out the dining room and then took out the upstairs room.
The storm system is heading east, where communities in the Carolinas are at risk for severe weather. In the Northeast, endless rain and high winds are in the forecast. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The NATO chief wants more collective military backing for Ukraine and for longer. ABC's Tom Rivers has more on the gathering in Brussels today.
Despite Ukraine not doing too well on the front of late, Jens Stoltenberg maintains...
The reality is that if we want this war to end, the sooner we can convince Moscow that they will not win on the battlefield, they cannot wait us out, the sooner we can then be able to reach a peace agreement.
But Moscow sees a very different reality, one in which Ukraine faces very serious infantry and ammunition shortfalls. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is on her way to China to ease tensions between the world's two largest economies. The visit will reportedly focus on advocating for American businesses, expanding cooperation between the two economies, and climate change. Yellen's week-long trip follows President Biden's talk with Chinese President Xi Jinping yesterday and is another sign the U.S.-China relationship is slowly warming. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
We're back to a quiet commute on the freeways and the main secondaries. And if you're traveling I-15, good speeds north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather,
KSL presents the story unbiased.
A good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcasts, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. The Salt Lake City Council is looking at several amendments to increase fines and stop developers from demolishing historic buildings. This after the old Fifth Ward building was partially demolished this past weekend. KSL News Time, 1238. A man from Honduras is facing charges in federal court after police seized more than 120,000 fentanyl pills from his apartment. KSL.com reports Gustavo Flores Hernandez was indicted by a federal grand jury with possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute and re-entry of a previously removed alien. Unified Police seized several bags of fentanyl pills during a traffic stop in Magna yesterday, along with other drugs and cash. That led them to get a search warrant for a nearby home where they found more than 10,000 pills laced with fentanyl. They arrested 27-year-old Ulyssa Quiroz and booked her into jail on drug possession and distribution charges. Salt Lake City's latest neighborhood focus is the southwest corner of the ballpark neighborhood. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the latest.
Planning Director Nick Norris tells KSL at night right now plans for the neighborhood from 1700 South to 2100 South and West Temple to I-15 are focused on residents, business owners, and those who work in the area.
Understanding how they use the corridor, how they use the track station there, what they experience, what makes it harder for them to be in the area for whatever reason, and what kinds of amenities they'd like to see happen.
Nick says this project's part of state legislature mandate requiring all cities to develop stationary plans around track stations and other major transit hubs. A public comment period and formal presentation to the Planning Commission will follow. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Weber State University plans to upgrade the Flaming W on the mountainside above campus with new styling and technology. Right now it uses regular electric bulbs, but the new system will be powered by solar panels with purple and white lights. A news release says the first W on the mountain was lit by 100 gallons of kerosene in 1937. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Kerosene, Ricky, that would never happen today.
No, not
my goodness.
All. It's got to be kind of a fiery, well, a great idea, but still a
What's
fun idea.
On the roads?
For those traveling the valley freeways, looking good. It's been quiet there. But Salt Lake City PD calling out a new accident for downtown drivers 300 South, 1100 East. Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving, repair, and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, for the first time since last November, we'll hit 70 degrees with sunny skies this afternoon. Overnight dipping off to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, and breezy out of the south. Then a cold front expected with thundershowers on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's sunny and 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, Arches National Park is continuing to experiment with timed entry during their busy periods. We'll hear from park officials on how you can plan your visit. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
My young son Michael lost both his kidneys. There's nothing worse for a mother than the feeling of helplessness when your child has a chronic or terminal illness. We felt so lucky when we learned that Michael's brother could save his life by donating a kidney. Today, both sons are strong, healthy young men with families of their own. Please help us save lives. Donate your car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Kidney Cars donations promote organ donation and kidney disease prevention here in Utah. 17 people die each day while awaiting an organ transplant. Two-thirds of these are waiting for a kidney. Make your car a kidney car, a car that saves lives. Kidney Cars donations make a great tax deduction. Donate online at towcars.org. That's T-O-W-K-A-R-S. Or call the Kidney Foundation at 1-800-TOW-CARS. Cars with a K, like kidney.
Devotion to country, service to Utah.
Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a couple in Draper are warning neighbors and authorities about a drone that appeared to peek into their home's windows at night. Police say a similar incident happened at a Draper hotel. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, Unified Police made a major fentanyl bust in Magna yesterday. More than 10,000 pills were found after a traffic stop and a search warrant on a home. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Crash-free, delay-free on all the Valley freeways. Downtown drivers, watch for crews arriving on the scene of a crash. 3rd South, 1100 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70 today with sunshine turns to 73 tomorrow, but winds of change out of the south. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The United Nations announced it's pausing humanitarian shipments into Gaza for at least the next 48 hours, saying it will assess security following the Israeli airstrikes that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The U.S. calling on Israel to investigate and boost aid. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to make sure that the findings are public and that there's accountability. I want to be very careful here. I'm not going to get ahead of that process. There's a process underway.
In Israel, the top opposition rival to Israel's prime minister and war cabinet member Benny Gantz now calling for new elections, he says, in September. Crews in Baltimore working to clear a third channel for ships following last week's bridge collapse after a cargo ship ran into a support pylon. And while delivering a speech at Stanford, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaling that the board will likely move to reduce interest rates later this year, even, he says, with stubborn inflation. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. For the third year, Arches National Park is trying out a pilot program to stagger guests with timed entry reservations. Karen Garthwaite, Acting Public Affairs Specialist for the Arches National Park, explains more on how this system will work.
For visitors who are planning to come to Arches National Park this summer, between April 1st and October 31st, if you want to enter Arches after 7 a.m. or before 4 p.m., kind of that middle time during the day, you need to get a timed entry ticket reserved in advance. And you can do that online up to 3 months in advance. Or if you're kind of a last minute traveler, you can even do it the night before. We put some more tickets online at 7 p.m. each night. What this program means is that by staggering or spreading out visitation across the day, the time that you spend in the park is a lot more enjoyable. It's faster to get through the line in the beginning, and it's a whole lot easier to find parking once you're up inside the park.
Garthwaite says Arches isn't the only national park trying this.
There are actually a number of national parks throughout the system that are engaging in some kind of visitor use management, especially parks around Southeast Utah. A lot of us saw a big uptick in visitation around the time of COVID, but it's been happening for much longer than that. Visitation at Arches actually increased 74% between 2011 and 2021, and we're not the only park. So programs like this, some kind of timed entry or other means of managing the rate of visitors coming to the park, is becoming more common. And quite a lot of the parks are using the same system, recreation.gov, for their programs. So hopefully it's something visitors are going to become more familiar with as time goes on.
Reservations are now open through July, but Garthwaite says even those with the last-minute plans have a shot at getting in.
We are asking for folks who do some advance planning to take care of this, book their ticket in advance, and then they don't have to worry about it. But there are some options for folks who haven't been planning 3 months in advance. First of all, I mentioned that we do load more tickets the night before. So at 7 p.m. each night, folks can hop on rec.gov and see what ticket slots are available for the next day. But another option, of course, is just avoiding 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Reservations can be made at recreation.gov. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's see what's happening with Ricky Meese.
We want to give a heads up to drivers. The outside lane northbound Bangor at California Avenue is going to be closing tonight at 10 o'clock. It will not be reopened until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning for some maintenance work. So just keep that in mind if your travels are generally in that vicinity. One accident to report, 3rd South, 1100 East downtown. Don't miss the incredible event sale at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. Save thousands on new Bernina machines used for a recent 3-day event that will come with full warranties. While supplies last, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with 70 degrees today. Sunny skies, absolutely perfect. 73 tomorrow, partly cloudy. It'll be breezy out of the south. Those winds of change bring in some thunder showers. On Friday, high of 60, still breezy. 46, coldest of the next 7, that'll be Saturday. And a chance for rain, snow, showers. Mostly cloudy, 50 degrees on Sunday. 55 and mostly sunny on Monday. How about Tuesday? 60 degrees and mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's sunny and 63 degrees, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A quick check of the markets at this hour. Ooh, Dow is back into negative territory, but only slightly. A complete update of your money news coming up next. There's nothing more exciting than hitting one of your goals when you're dieting, that mark that makes you feel like you've done actually something significant. I've reached that point. I've now lost 25 pounds with the help of Salt Lake City Fat Loss, and I'm not doing some sort of crazy fad diet. Dr. Adam and the folks at Salt Lake City Fat Loss have designed a plan for me that's quickly melting off the stored fat that I've been carrying around. In just 60 days, I've lost more than 25 pounds eating a healthy combination of foods. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn stored fat. I'm excited to put on a pair of shorts for the first time in years. And if you want to look better before summer, check it out for yourself now. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Only takes about 15 minutes. Many of their clients lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two. That's up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Hellover, due to popular demand, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Utah State Fair Park. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price, starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale, Utah State Fair Park. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Jeff Kaplan.
I'm energized by breaking news. First of all, because it's right now, and second of all, because in many cases, the audience needs to know. There's no more important service that we can provide, and I find it critically important to get more details to the audience as quickly as possible. There's nothing more energizing than that for me. Not at all. The most important thing we do is breaking news. I am gratified that so many people listen to me every afternoon on KSL, but what they don't know is that there are so many people behind the scenes making it happen, checking on the traffic, answering the phones, making the calls, talking to the newsmakers. They're out in the street, into the field to get the raw information, and then putting it all together so that I can sit in front of a microphone and be a source of information every afternoon. But there are so many people who make it happen. That's what you don't know.
Ride Home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1254. UVU's a cappella group Bloom has qualified to compete at the championship competition featured in the movie Pitch Perfect. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone.
They're currently fundraising to help them pay for the trip to New York City. Isabella Hinau is a member of the group and says they've worked really hard to make it this far.
3 hours, 3 days a week with sometimes Saturday rehearsals.
The group is ranked number 2 as they head into the competition. The group's founder, Jarek Rose, says it's typically very prestigious universities that are highly ranked, and it shows UVU can hang with the best of them. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, a scathing federal report is ripping into Microsoft for shoddy security. A Biden administration-appointed review board says a cascade of errors by Microsoft let state-backed Chinese cyber operators break into email accounts of senior U.S. officials. Airbus deliveries were up 12% in the first quarter of the year. Reuters reports that they delivered 142 aircraft. Airbus continues to be the dominant supplier of narrow-body jets after regulators limited Boeing's output following the door plug blowout on a 737 flight. KSL drives. New car sales in the U.S. rose nearly 5% from January through March, despite high interest rates. Meanwhile, electric vehicle sales grew, or the growth rather, slowed to 2.7% during that quarter. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow now up by 3 points, sitting at 39,172. S&P up by 14. The NASDAQ up by 75 points. Still, no big winner in the Powerball lottery. Now the jackpot is up past $1 billion. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
Powerball fever is getting crazy. After months of no big winner, the jackpot has soared to $1.09 billion. Will tonight be the night? It could be. But don't expect to bring home the entire prize if you win. The lump sum option, which most winners choose, will net you about half the winning amount, $527 million after taxes. Still pretty good with an initial $2 bet. Not so good, the odds. 1 in 292 million. Worse than the odds of finding a blue lobster in the ocean. Derek Dennis, ABC News.